The six candidates took part in the debate at the Utah Museum of Fine Art. Political reporter Max Roth of Fox 13 News moderated the contest and began by asking how the next senator will work with Republicans in the Senate. Democrats will hold only 5 of 29 seats in the next session. Former Salt Lake County Councilwoman Jenny Wilson touted her bipartisan approach.
Where I have been successful at the county was getting to know the Republicans I work with. And that's where I got things done. And, you know, you find out what motivates people. You find that common ground. You search for that common ground.
Questions about the future of Utah's Medicaid program are posed to candidates, including whether the state should move forward with an expansion of services. Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon said the program should serve more people.
The federal government will be paying for 100% of the Medicaid expansion. It just makes sense to expand the coverage for Utahns who don't have adequate health care, and there's certainly plenty of them.
Education spending was also up for debate, and all the candidates agreed Utah should spend more money on it. Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacchus said Utah has trailed other states in funding levels for too long.
Including the District of Columbia, we're 51st in educational spending, and we have been there for 27 years. And the next state, it's not like a little jump. It's Mississippi, and they're $911 per kid more than ours.
The issue of gay rights also entered the debate. Nearly all of the candidates agreed gay marriage should be legal in Utah, but Syracuse City Attorney Will Carlson said that LGBT citizens still need some basic protection.
More fundamental is the right to be able to keep your job and be judged based on how you're doing your job, and be able to keep your home and be judged on whether you can pay your rent. You can still be evicted for being queer in Utah. You can still be fired for being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
Along with Caroon, Wilson, Carlson, and DeBacchus, community organizer Robert Comstock and State Representative Brian Doty weighed in on the issues. Democratic delegates will vote on Saturday to elect a new senator to the District 2 seat. Terry Gilday, KUER News.